All right, everybody, welcome back. It's time for another deep dive, and this time we're taking a look at the March 1st edition of the No Agenda newsletter.
Oh yeah, this one was a wild ride.
Yeah, they really they dug up something pretty unbelievable this week. You know, usually we're focused on local issues here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, that kind of thing.
Right, keeping it close to home.
Exactly. But this story, it's got these international implications that you know, I think it could actually end up affecting us right here in Southeast Texas, so we had to dive into it.
Yeah, I can see why you'd say that it's definitely got that potential.
So we're talking about this incident between Donald Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky.
Oh, yeah, the White House blow-up.
Yeah, during this mineral deal signing, it sounds like things got pretty heated.
Yeah, from what the newsletter describes, it was a complete diplomatic disaster, shouting insults. Zelensky practically getting shown the door. It's
wow.
It's pretty remarkable.
It really makes you wonder what was going on behind the scenes there. Like, was this a genuine meltdown on Trump's part, or
yeah, was it a calculated move?
Yeah, or was this like some kind of publicity stunt? I mean,
who knows?
Anything's possible these days.
It's hard to say for sure, but the newsletter does present a few different theories.
Okay, yeah. What are they thinking?
Well, one idea is that this was all orchestrated to send a message to the European Union.
Okay, so kind of like a...
like a power play, a way of showing them who's boss.
Yeah, yeah.
And the EU's reaction is interesting, too. They've come out in support of Zelensky, but they've been very careful not to directly criticize Trump.
Yeah, it's almost like they're afraid to poke the bear.
Right. It's a very delicate situation.
Yeah.
They've got a lot to lose if relations with the U.S. go south.
Absolutely. And the newsletter even includes this clip from a podcast where Marco Rubio is criticizing Zelensky, accusing him of putting on a show.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a fascinating detail.
But here's the thing. Rubio was actually in the room during the whole incident.
He was there.
Yeah, supposedly sitting right next to Vance and didn't say a word.
So he was just observing the whole thing.
It makes you wonder what was going through his mind.
Right. Was he silently agreeing with Trump, or was he maybe just taking it all in, trying to figure out how it could benefit him down the road?
I mean, that's politics, right?
Yeah, it's a complicated game.
It really makes you think about how much we don't see, you know, what's happening behind closed doors.
Absolutely. There's always more to the story than what meets the eye.
So do you think there's a chance that this whole thing with Zelensky could be part of a bigger strategy? Like a deliberate attempt by the U.S. to distance itself from the European Union?
That's a really interesting question, and it's something that a lot of people are talking about, especially in light of Trump's recent comments about the EU.
What's he saying now?
Well, he's been saying that the EU was formed to exploit the U.S., which is a view that's actually shared by a surprising number of commentators.
Wow. Okay. So this Zelensky incident, it could be a sign of things to come.
It's certainly possible this could be the start of a major shift in U.S. foreign policy.
And if that's the case, how do you think it could affect us here in, you know, Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena?
Well, that's what we're going to try to unpack here.
All right, let's do it.
So if the U.S. is moving away from the EU, they're going to need to find new partners and new markets, and that could create some interesting opportunities for businesses here in Southeast Texas.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
But it could also lead to increased competition from imports, so it's a bit of a double-edged sword.
Right, yeah.
We're going to have to wait and see how it all plays out, but it's definitely something that we need to be paying attention to.
Absolutely, and the newsletter also mentions this potential for the U.S. to increase its focus on South America.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a region that's been kind of overlooked in recent years.
Right. And that raises a whole other set of questions. You know, what would increased U.S. involvement in South America look like? What are the potential benefits and risks for the region? And how might those ripple effects be felt here in Southeast Texas?
It's like a domino effect.
Exactly. One thing leads to another. And it can be hard to predict what the ultimate outcome will be.
So we've got a lot to unpack here, but I think we're off to a good start.
Yeah, I think so too. This is going to be an interesting one to follow.
All right, so let's dive in and see what we can learn about this whole situation.
It's a lot to wrap your head around, you know, all these moving pieces and potential consequences.
Yeah, it's pretty mind-boggling when you think about it, like how this one incident could potentially reshape the global landscape.
Exactly, and it all comes back to this idea that the EU was formed to exploit the U.S.,
Yeah. Is there any truth to that?
Well, it's a controversial claim for sure, but the fact that it's gaining traction is significant.
Right.
It's being used to justify this potential shift in US foreign policy, painting the EU as an adversary, and creating this narrative of America needing to go it alone.
So this whole thing with Zelensky, whether it was intentional or not, it could be the catalyst for a major realignment.
That's right. It's like they say, never let a good crisis go to waste.
And if the U.S. is serious about distancing itself from the EU, we need to be prepared for the potential fallout.
Absolutely. There could be a lot of changes coming our way.
Yeah, like what kind of changes are we talking about?
Well, for starters, think about the impact on trade.
Okay, yeah.
If the US starts looking for new trading partners, it could create opportunities for businesses here in Deer Park to export goods to other parts of the world.
Okay, so that's a potential positive.
Right. But on the flip side, we could also see increased competition from imports, which could hurt local businesses.
Right, so it's a bit of a gamble.
It is. We just have to wait and see how it all plays out.
So it's not just about economics, right? There are other factors to
Oh,
consider.
absolutely. This could have a ripple effect across all aspects of our lives.
Like what, for example?
Well, think about immigration.
Okay.
If the US increases its focus on South America, we might see an influx of people from that region coming to Southeast Texas,
Interesting.
which could put a strain on local resources, but it could also bring new cultural influences and perspectives to our community.
Yeah, it's definitely a mixed bag.
It is, and it just highlights how interconnected we are with the rest of the world.
Right. What happens on the global stage doesn't stay on the global stage.
Exactly. It affects us all in one way or another.
So let's say for a moment that this whole White House incident was staged.
Okay.
What message do you think they were trying to send?
Well, it could be a message to the EU saying that the US is done playing by their rules,
Okay.
or it could be aimed at other global players like China or Russia.
Kind of like a show of force.
Exactly, a way of saying, don't mess with us.
Or maybe it's a message for the American people.
Oh, that's possible too.
Like a way to rally support around a more isolationist America First agenda.
Right. It could be a way of testing the waters, seeing how people react to a more assertive foreign policy.
It's like they're playing a high-stakes game of poker, and we're all trying to figure out their hand.
That's a great analogy. And the stakes are incredibly high.
Yeah, the decisions made in the coming months could have a huge impact on the world and on our community here in Southeast Texas.
That's why it's so important for us to stay informed and engaged.
Absolutely. We need to understand what's happening and how it might affect us so we can be prepared.
And that's what we aim to do here on Think and Act locally.
Right. We want to empower our listeners with the knowledge and resources they need to navigate these complex issues.
Because at the end of the day, knowledge is power.
And when we act together, we can make a real difference.
That's right.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with this thought. The world is changing rapidly. And the only way to navigate these uncertain times is to stay informed, engage with our communities, and take action.
We're all in this together, and we need to support each other.
If you find value in our show, please support us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate, link in show notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really feels like we're at a turning point. You know, like this whole Zelensky thing, it could be the start of something much bigger.
It really could. This could be the US saying, you know, we're done playing by the old rules. We're going to do things our own way now.
Yeah, and if they are doing things their own way, what does that mean for us here in Southeast Texas?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I mean, if the US shifts its focus to Asia and South America, we could see some major changes in the global economy.
So what kind of changes should our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena be prepared for?
Well, for one thing, we might see new business opportunities emerge as trade routes shift.
Okay, so that could be a good thing.
Right. But there's also the potential for increased competition from imports, which could hurt some local businesses.
Right, so it's a double-edged sword.
It is. And that's why it's so important to stay informed and be proactive.
So what can our listeners do to prepare for these potential changes?
Well, I think the first step is to really pay attention to what's happening, not just at the national level, but at the regional and local levels too.
Right, because these global shifts,
Yeah.
they're going to have a ripple effect all the way down to our communities.
Exactly. And we need to be ready to adapt.
So how can we adapt? I mean, what concrete steps can our listeners take?
Well, one thing they can do is get involved in local politics, attend city council meetings, engage with their elected officials, you know, make their voices heard.
Right. Make sure our local leaders are aware of our concerns.
Exactly. And they can also support local businesses, invest in their community, volunteer their time to organizations that are making a difference.
So basically, we need to think and act locally.
Exactly. That's what it all comes down to.
Because at the end of the day, we're not powerless.
Right. We might feel small in the face of these global forces, but we can make a difference.
We can shape our own future.
Absolutely. And that's the message we want to leave our listeners with.
The world is changing.
Yeah.
But we can navigate these uncertain times by staying informed, engaging with our communities, and taking action.
And by supporting each other.
If you find value in our show, please support us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate link in show notes.